Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was watching Joe Flacco highlights on YouTube.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. Super Bowl MVP, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Once upon a time ago.
Made a lot of money. He made a lot of money after that game.
Yeah, he did.
Is Joe Flacco elite? He was back in the day.
Was he ever like elite? Eli.
No. I think that was always the thing they always said, is Joe Flacco elite? He was good, but I don't know.
No. Yeah.
Anyway,
no, on that note, bing bong.
I don't get this bing bong stuff.
So it's pretty simple. There's that video that went out after.
I saw the video. The guy just said bing bong.
That's it. Simple as that. Went viral.
Wow. We should be famous. All the things that we've come up with in our life.
Oh, maybe one day. Who knows? Ooh.
A lot better than freaking bing bong.
Bing bong. I know. We gotta get on one of those videos. You know, they're starting to become pretty popular, right? After the playoffs last year, and then you know some of these games, just a bunch of crazy Knick fans acting a fool.
Yeah. So if we go to a game this year, we have to find this cameraman.
I'm gonna show up on video, dressed as a Ghostbuster, bottle of Casamigos, maybe a golf visor. I'll be ready.
All right. Yeah, it's really becoming like, I don't know if all those people are actually at the game, that are like out in front of the garden. Like, what would you say, half maybe? Actually, go to the game.
I think more, right? Unless they're just at the bars near there.
Oh, it could be. Could be. You know what's funny?
You know.
Did you guys follow Evan Roberts on Twitter?
Yeah.
Did you see him like this morning? He was like going off about, he was trying to like troll Knick fans because it wasn't a sellout last night, which
probably was, there was 30 inches of rain, so I mean.
Oh, I know. The nor'easter, you know, there's plenty of reasons, but he posted, I guess he was trying to sell his tickets and the garden doesn't let you sell it if it like hits a certain number. And like, I guess there was a ticket in like the 400s for like $58. Have you ever seen tickets that low for a Knicks game?
During the week? Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think it depends on what's going on, right? You got to read the market. So we're still living in a COVID era where you have to be vaccinated. So some people feel weird about, you know, if they're not vaccinated, having to go. And then also, Paul's right. They were gearing up for a huge storm. And I think it ended up being, you know, fortunately for us, it didn't end up being that bad. But we still got a lot of rain. So
right.
I saw a tweet that if the Knicks won last night, they were going to have to pull the National Guard for the crowds after the game. But it's awesome. It's hilarious. The original one after that Game 2 victory against Atlanta is hilarious.
The best.
I must have watched it a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Trae Young. Trae Young looks like my dad's dick. Obviously, that's the big one. And I can't wait for them to come. Is the first game they come into the garden on Christmas? Is that the...
I think so. Yes, Christmas Day. I'm trying to go. I want to get tickets and go.
Unfortunately...
Well, they probably only play Atlanta twice, right?
At the garden, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately...
No, I think just twice all year. One away, one home.
Oh, really? Right, because they're not in the same division.
They're not the same division. It's like four. Maybe a couple random.
I thought you play everyone in the East.
No, it is. I think it's a couple random teams, like from the other divisions. Maybe they play four times or three.
Or three,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Like it's an unbalanced schedule.
It used to be that you played everybody in the conference four times. And then a few West teams all the West teams you play twice.
Twice.
Home and home. And then there were always like two East teams or three East teams that would only play three times. But if we only played Atlanta twice, that kind of stinks.
That would suck. Yeah. I don't know. We'd have to we'll have to look that up, or I mean, we could possibly look at it right now, but who wants to do all that digging? But Christmas, if Christmas is the first game, that matinee game's always pretty tame, right? Can you imagine, you know, right. Trae Young chance going off at noon on Christmas Day?
So,
you know?
I lied. All right, they play him. It's four. It's two games at home,
okay.
Two away.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
No, I disagree, Tone. I think if the Knicks are good, the place will be rowdy.
It doesn't matter. Because
even guys like me, like I celebrate Christmas, right? Christmas is a very big holiday. And right away, today, I'm telling you, if I was able to have an opportunity to go to the game, I would hopefully some of my family members would come with me, but I'm going to that game.
Yeah. No, I think it's an awesome game to go to. I'm just wondering how the crowd will be. Are they going to be,
I think they'll be rowdy.
Yeah.
Especially for him. He's the modern day Reggie Miller. You know, I appreciate, as much as I hated them last year in the playoffs and hated Trae Young doing his, you know, his shivering and his bow at the
real
center
quiet.
Court at the Garden.
It's real quiet.
I appreciate him because he's our modern day. I haven't seen anybody like Reggie Miller, and he's like,
yeah,
you know, filling that villain role so good, and I want that. We need that rivalry.
No, I love it. I love it. I mean, I hate him and I hate the Hawks now, but we kind of want that, right? Yeah, we want like that's what we grew up with, right? The Pacers and the Heat and the Bulls. So
I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Yes.
And now I think I've secured my me being single forever. But aside from that, I was watching it over the summer, and one of their villains or their heels, their bad guys, brought out Trae Young when Friday Night SmackDown was at Madison Square Garden. So that's how he's playing into the role of, you know, public enemy number one, and they're doing a good job.
Yeah. No, I the league needs more of that. You know, I feel like the league didn't really have that I guess Cavs, Warriors, kind of. Yeah, you know what? I mean, there have been some epic Cavs Warriors games. I'm talking about like the LeBron Cavs, obviously. But
yeah, but that's like in the NBA Finals, and they were the two only teams, and pretty much the Warriors beat their ass every year except for one.
Except the Christmas game, which was amazing. But, that Christmas game.
Yes. But there hasn't been too many rivalries because all these guys pair up with each other and join each other. Now it's kind of like you see guys like Dame Lillard who are staying loyal. I don't agree with his situation, but it's nice to see guys staying with their teams and developing these rivalries.
Yeah, that you just brought up a good point. So I know we're only a week in, so this is like going to be the most overreacted pod we've ever done. But I do want to get back to that. It's a good point. I want to do top five players most likely to be moving at the deadline. I think that'd be fun to kind of go over. But I guess we got to start with the Knicks since we've been talking about them. So should we overreact? What do we like? What do we don't like? You know, they're 3-1. Should be 4-0. You shouldn't lose to a bad Magic team at home. But, you know, kind of a wake-up call. Yeah, it's a wake-up call.
Last night, you know, other years after that game, they would have put their head between their legs and probably lose like 3 or 4 in a row. For them to come back against a good team and blow them out, I think that's a sign of a good coach team, and you know, there's like leadership in the locker room now.
Absolutely.
And to that point, I love Julius Randle. I mean, he came out last night and he said,
Julius.
He came out and said that after that Magic game, they couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. And he talked to other teammates and they couldn't sleep because they were so upset about how they just kind of gave away the game. And that's what you want to hear, right? Like, they're driven. They want to really win every single game.
Absolutely.
The good thing I like about them, it seems like they have, I would say, what, 4 or 5 guys that any given night can be the leading scorer and –
win the game for them.
Absolutely.
Kemba, Randall, Barrett, Fournier, and Rose, right?
Absolutely, D-Rose. Actually, I saw a cool stat. I know it's only four games, but D-Rose leads the league in plus-minus.
Plus, yeah, he comes in.
Plus
just, 59. He to work right away. Yeah.
Plus 59, which, again, you know, it's too early to be doing plus minus. But yeah, what was it? Worldwide Wob. What was the tweet he had, Paul? It was like...
He's like, if I had a nickel for every time Derrick Rose came into the game and, like, saved the Knicks offense or being down 10, like, I'd be whatever.
I'd have $2.15 or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because he just comes in and it's just a breath fresh of energy.
Burst of energy. Yep. He's...
I was always a big Derrick Rose fan. But, like, when they got him last year, I was kind of like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? I was like, well, what? But now it's like, you can tell he's a leader, too. He's matured so much, I feel like. Not that he wasn't mature. He was just kind of quiet. He's still kind of quiet. But the players say, like, how good he is just helping them out with, like, little stuff. And off the court, on the court, he just seems like he's in a lot better place. Like, he went AWOL from the Knicks. Remember, like,
yeah,
years ago.
So. No call, no show. Yeah, he just went back to Chicago. That was bizarre. And then what ended up happening with the alleged rape case was... What happened there? That was just...
It wasn't rape.
Right.
I think it was some kind of sexual misconduct, but it wasn't rape.
Okay.
It was kind of... It was an argument over...
Over a threesome? Threesome?
Yeah, but like argument over expenses with a sex toy or something like that. Something stupid.
Okay.
And it blew up. And I don't know, I think they settled it or somehow, you know, the judge dismissed it.
Okay.
But when they got him, he was supposed to be the third piece to, you know, kind of like our version of a mini super team.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get going in the triangle. The triangle was garbage. It really messed him up.
Yeah.
But it's awesome to see him. I love him on our team. I was so happy that they were able to re-sign him. And he's you could tell he's one of those guys. There's certain guys in the NBA, they're so well respected for whatever it may be, the way they carry themselves or even their accomplishments. And he's one of those guys. Like, I think the young players come in and recognize that he was the MVP and he is like an amazing basketball player who's probably been robbed through injuries of what he really could have been.
Yeah.
Another guy that's like that is actually Carmelo Anthony. People love around the league. People love.
Yeah,
Carmelo.
The players love him.
Players love him.
Yeah.
People love same thing. Allen Iverson. He's another guy. The players love
Bubba.
Allen Iverson.
Yeah. 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 Well, interesting about Rose. Also, you know, also his relationship to Thibodeau, and I gotta think other players come up to him and they're like, you know, ask him questions like, hey. What do you think Thibs will think about this? Or like, what do you think Thibs is going to do? You know, like they probably go to him, like lean on him for like advice with different shit like that. And supposedly their relationship's real tight. There was the rumor Thibodeau was going to be his best man at his wedding, which was debunked, right? That wasn't a real thing.
Yeah, Thibodeau's having a grandkid.
Okay. Shouts to the Ursinis. But yes, you know, so Rose, he's thriving, man. He can shoot now, right? Like he's
automatic.
Yeah, that was like his thing.
He has that weird form. He kind of like jumps like 10 feet forward from the three.
And it's like a line drive.
Yeah, but it's always I'm always confident when he takes it.
No, he's wet now. He's like an elite shooter now, and it's been consistent since he signed with the Knicks last year. This isn't like a fluke thing. I think this has been, like, since he signed, this is, like, who he is now. Like, he's not as athletic as he used to be. That's how he used to kind of, that was, like, his advantage, right? He would just, like, jump over you or whatever. But now he could do everything. So.
Just gotta keep him fresh. They can't overplay him. I think last year, by the end, he was tired in the playoffs, right? He kind of just broke down.
Yeah.
He was, so keep him fresh, which they will. Quickly, Kemba,
yeah.
McBride, Grimes, if they got to use them.
Plenty of point guards. Burks can bring it up. Randall, RJ. Yeah, plenty of guys can handle the ball.
I'll say the two things that have impressed me the most so far in four games is, one, Fournier is so much better than I thought he was.
Yes.
And his jump shot and his form is immaculate. It's awesome watching him.
Yeah, and he's clutch, right? He
won that. He won that Celtic game.
He did. And even last night, I mean, I know they were up big, but like there was a time I think the Sixers were starting to creep back a little bit, and I think he hit a big three. And he's not scared, right? Like, he wants to be a Knick. Yeah. Like, he said that. It's my dream to play for the Knicks, play at the Garden. He loves New York. So he's taking on the moment, and he's doing well.
Oh, for sure. And I'll say the second thing is probably...
Bing bong!
The first time in probably since 2013, the team finally looks like they have an identity and a culture.
Yes.
Yeah. And what about... Are we a little bit worried about the defense?
I'm not.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm not yet, just because, you know.
Who's guarding Trae Young in a playoff game?
Right. I think they're probably either going to, they're hopeful, maybe RJ. See, RJ, you know, he's come out and said he wants to be all team, all defense. And, you know, he guarded Tatum really well in game one.
I'm not particularly worried as much. Yeah. I think RJ, like the wing, will be okay, but Mitch is going to help huge.
Yes.
Defending the pick and roll. Look what he did to Embiid. I've never seen Embiid frustrated like that against the Knicks ever. He was driving him crazy. Yeah, he was totally lost. But the guards, man, like a small, like quick guard like Trey, I don't know, or even a bigger guard too can just overpower Kemba. It's an issue.
So I got to think quickly. Out of Rose, Kemba, and him, is probably he wants to be. I mean, I read the Ringer article. None of you read it yet, right?
No, not yet. I will.
So he talks about he wants to improve his defense. That's what he's focusing on. I mean, he hasn't shown any proof that he's like a really good defender. I think he's an able defender. So, I don't know. That's a great question, though. You know, who's guarding these point guards, right? Like a Trey or a Ja? I have no idea. Because it's definitely not Kemba or Rose. They can't. That's probably the worst part of their game. So,
yeah,
right. that could be an issue. You know, it was definitely the biggest issue in the playoffs last year. But otherwise, defensively, I thought they've looked fine. I mean, Sunday against the Magic, it was like, you know, Terrence Ross, he does that every once in a blue moon, right? Where he's like Jordan for like a game. So,
yeah,
it is what, you know, it's tough, but we'll see. I'm really loving Obi. I think...
Obi!
Obi's! Like, he's definitely a fan favorite, and he's improved immensely. Trying to find minutes for him is tough, but he brings all... I'm talking about energy. I mean, he brings all the energy. If he could just get a perimeter game going... He's going to be a real problem in this league. You know, he's actually been better on defense. And he's so much fun, man.
Yeah.
Who does he remind you of? Like, I'm trying to think. Like,
so, not
Sean Marion.
Sean Marion, I like. That was a really good comparison.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
Not in terms of how they actually play, but he plays the role of Marcus Camby so well.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good one.
Like Marcus Camby wasn't our star player, but when you needed some energy or you needed a put back dunk or you needed something to get the crowd like exploding out of their seat, he's that guy. And I feel like that's Obi Toppin right now.
Absolutely.
He's not scared.
Do you guys think he becomes what we saw of him in summer league, right? Where he's dropping like 30 and 10 and, you know. A couple steals, he did everything in summer league. I don't know how much summer league you guys watched, but I watched a little bit of it, and he was awesome. I mean, he was like the star player. Him and Quickly were like, you know, the big two for that summer league team. Did you ever see him get into that, or with Randall there, is just not going to happen?
Like, I think he could, but it's going to be tough if he's not getting 25 to 30 minutes a game. But for the role he has right now, it's perfect.
If in the next year, 2 years, he really develops that three-point jumper, that long-range jumper, he's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
He's going to be a problem.
Or any sort of jumper, right? I mean, even from the elbow, and that's the same for RJ, too. RJ proved he could shoot the three, but I want to see more of like a mid-range game.
Mid-range.
Shooting off the elbows. Yeah. RJ just disappears for spurts, and I don't know what that is. I don't know if I want to blame Randall or just coaching or whatever, just not getting him enough looks. I think bringing Fournier and Kemba there definitely limits his looks now, which kind of sucks. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
A lot of people always say that, too. Like, I get the occasional text from folks like, oh, RJ really worries me. And I always reply the same thing. I'm like, I'm not worried. He's a puppy. He's still a puppy.
He's 21. He's
figuring it out. And sometimes he almost needs somebody, and it might be a maturity thing or because he's young, he almost needs like a little bit of a kick in the ass.
Yeah.
Like in that Boston game, in that first half where he did absolutely nothing, I heard Kemba pulled him aside and he was just like, yo, man, you're nice. Everybody knows you're nice. You're nice. You need to believe that you're nice. Go out there and just let's kill these guys. And in the second half, he's a different person.
Yeah,
right?
Third quarter, man. Oof, that was awesome. Well, it's the whole second half, actually. Yeah, you're right. And a two-way player, right? So, you know, shades of, I think, Juice, you were saying, like a Jimmy Butler. Shouts to Adam.
Early Jimmy Butler. Early Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, or shouts to Adam. What was it, last year? He called him Ron Artest, which I like that comp too. He's probably going to be a better offensive player than Ron Artest, but
yeah, he's smaller, a lot smaller than Ron Artest. But yeah, why not? Man, listen, if he's going to be our defender and the guy that's like all around game, two way player, I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued by him, Obi, quickly. Those three, I'm probably intrigued by the most. Mitch, I mean, he's definitely gotten bigger. It's a little slower, but he's played good. No?
Yeah,
I mean, I think
he has played well.
Yeah, so
I think he's still. He's, I think he's just a little. Why am I drawing a blank? Unconditioned.
Yeah. That's fine.
He just looks like he's out of breath, a little tired. Quickly,
You could tell he had a foot injury, and he's like slow. He's still recovering.
Yeah,
getting his lungs
he's getting
back
stronger. He'll be good, and it just seems like he's a lot smarter now. He knows how to position himself, and he knows his job. Be in the paint, be a disruptor. Don't worry about shooting three pointers and practicing that.
Like, yeah,
nah,
yeah.
You're 7 feet, 300 pounds. Just be a goon.
Yeah, just body
block
people.
Shots.
Yeah, I mean, even if he's not as athletic as he used to be, as long as he's stronger, I think that's what we wanted. We have enough athleticism on the team. So,
and he does that, he'll still get paid a lot of money.
Absolutely. And you know what? He's been more vocal on social media, like more cocky. Like he knows he's nice.
Coach Tim.
and he seems like a good daddy. He loves his daughter. He's always posting her. So shouts to Mitch.
I don't follow like any players. I don't know why. I don't know.
Oh no.
It's probably funny though. They probably got good stuff, right?
Yeah, some of them.
They don't follow you either.
Yeah, I know.
They don't.
That's why.
Who are we not mentioning? You know, it was nice to see Kemba have a good game yesterday, even though it was in spurts. But you know, he's going to take time to get going. Julius is doing his thing. Who are we not mentioning on this team? But like to see more
Burks,
rookies. Burks.
Burks is just Burks.
Burks. Yeah. You know? He'll get you points.
I was hoping like maybe a little bit they'd kind of throw Knox out there just for like a few minutes.
I
maybe
always
a couple,
forget about
little
him.
Bit.
Holy shit. Oh.
You know?
I know. He's, I don't know. There's some team out there, like a really bad team, where I think he can thrive a little bit more. Does he want to go there? I have no idea, but who knows with him, you know?
Right.
I always forget about him. I always forget he's on the team. I think as the season gets going, we'll probably see more Grimes and maybe Deuce and Sims and stuff, but
Deuce.
Yeah, I think right now Thibs just wants to roll with the 9-man rotation. We still, you know, Nerlens is still out. Who knows when he's back? They said possibly tomorrow night against the surging Bulls, the 4-0 Bulls.
What?
Wow.
You know? What is his issue? It's his knee. Did he have surgery or anything? Like, what's going on?
Or is it an ankle?
He had a baby. I thought.
That's Taj.
Noel?
No, that was Taj.
Yeah. Oh, that was Taj. I'm sorry.
No, it's about Noel.
Yeah. Yeah, Noel. Ankle? Was it ankle or shoulder? I can't even keep up. I feel like he's always injured. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he's kind of brittle.
Brittle.
I hate the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Adam, he was, I mean, listen, it's four games in. You know, he was down on them. They're exciting to watch. They're all over Twitter, you know, highlight machine, whatever. I can't wait for tomorrow night because it's, yeah, we'll finally get to see, you know, what this team's made of, this Bulls team. So I'm pumped. I'm pumped for it. So we'll see. Two best records in the league, right? Knicks and the Bulls.
It's only a 2-point spread. It's going to be a tight game, Vegas thinks. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Chicago, New York is just like, I feel like it's branded onto my soul, like those Michael Jordan teams. And
yeah, it's been missing for a while.
I hate them. So it should be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's been fun. Anything else around the league that's, you know, Nets, obviously, Patty Mills.
How about the Hornets?
Hasn't missed a shot yet. Yeah, the Hornets. Wow. You know, that's a team Adam really likes, and to be honest, I didn't think they were going to be this good, and I think it's sustainable, to be honest with you. I think, like, LaMelo is, like, a stud, and then
Bridges. He's playing like a...
What the fuck?
First team NBA guy. He's got 28 points tonight. He's averaging, like, gotta be near 30. He's averaging 25-9. Like, he's been playing unbelievable.
Is it sustainable, you think? Like, is he like their guy now? Like,
I think so.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then, hey, you know, they got Hayward.
Oubre.
PJ Washington.
Plumlee's underrated.
Plumlee's underrated. You know, I know he bounces around a lot, but LaMelo's, like, taking it to that next level. So, yeah, Hornets might be a problem. I don't know.
They're young. They're fun. Yeah. So, I'm looking, like, PJ Washington is not even getting minutes anymore, and I thought he was going to be a really good player for them. I guess Brittany Renner is still affecting his game.
Yeah,
understandable.
Thought City. Yeah, that was terrible.
Rozier hasn't been playing.
Oh, Terry, scary Terry. What's up with him? He's been out, hurt.
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at the box score. It says has not entered game, and he's only averaging 6 points a game. So
that's weird.
And who's the other guy? Book Knight.
He hasn't really played either, game. Right?
He's not done anything.
Wow. So they're going with like a pretty short lineup, sounds like. So
yeah, it's like a 8-guy rotation. They just play the young guys, and
yeah,
they're fun. Definitely
fun. Yeah, I mean, the Hornets, the Bulls. Obviously, they both got the Ball brothers. I think actually, LiAngelo Jello. Isn't he, what, on the G League team for the Hornets or something? I don't think he's ever going to make, like, an NBA team.
He's not a pro.
Nah, not going to happen. The other fun team, at least, you know, was my favorite League Pass team, the Cavs. I think they're living up to it. They've actually, Mobley.
Who called that? Who called that the Cavs are going to be good? You or Josh? It was both of you.
Well, Juice, I think, said they'd be good. I said they'd be one of my favorite League Pass teams. I don't know if they'd be like good per se. Juice, you were saying that, right? You like them?
Yeah, I kind of jumped the gun. Hopefully, maybe I'm right by accident, but I think
Just beat the Nuggets. It's impressive.
Yeah, Lauri Markkanen, Jesus, he like ended. Jokic. First play of the game. Just came down the lane, just yoked it on him. Crazy. And Mobley's like leading the league in contested shots or something like that. Like, he's already a stud. Jared Allen's killing it.
Yep.
Yeah. So those three. And then you got Sexland. This is a fun team. I don't know. Playing game?
Sexland? Did you just make that up?
No, that's a thing. Right? Juice, I'm right, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Good.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Wake up, Paul. Where are you?
Hello.
Who made that up? I never seen this before.
The tweeter. Yeah. The tweeter probably did, you know? I don't know.
So there's like, if I go to like Twitter and there's like hashtag sexland.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just
well, yeah. I don't know if you should do that.
Yeah, you might find some things. Twitter allows pretty much porn.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
You know, you can't, you know.
That's a good nickname. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Cavs fun. Kings, I don't think they're living up to league pass right now. I don't know how that team's going to work. It's still early. Again, we're overreacting like crazy here. You know, one team we didn't mention, you know, going back on the last pod, we didn't mention the Grizzlies, like really at all in the preview pod. And is Ja Morant, like, I don't know, is he like the MVP? Oh, yeah, welcome. Juice just sent us. Welcome to Sexland. Nice.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing. Like it's a thing.
It's good.
Yeah. Greetings from Sexland. The greatest show in all the land.
Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. First of all, I had Ja Morant last year on my fantasy team. This guy didn't do like anything. I think he was hurt. But this year he's unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
He's back to his rookie swagger.
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, he's blocking shots, dunks, like he's doing everything. I don't know what their record is, but I think they're pretty good, right?
I think 2-1, but like him getting hurt just always scares me. He's so tiny and he plays very reckless.
Very above the rim, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
They have what's his name? Steven Adams, Jaren Jackson.
He's always hurt too, Jaren Jackson Jr. So no one really knows what he's going to be. Dylan Brooks.
The guard.
Bane.
From TCU that I remember the Knicks like wanted. He's averaging almost 20-5-4 or something like
he's
that.
He's awesome.
Like,
he's
been playing really well.
Yeah, the Grizz, man. I don't know. You know.
Who's their coach?
I have no idea. No idea.
He's the guy that... Oh, I always forget his name. He looks...
Is this the guy... Like,
he's our like, age, he's like, but he looks like he's 25 60. Years old.
Oh, yes, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a great coach. People think he's like, you know, his future is like Taylor Jenkins. That's what it is.
Taylor Jenkins. Oh, Taylor. So, I mean, what else is different? The Suns are 1-2. I think they're going to step back big time this year.
We're not talking about the real show. 4-0 Golden State Warriors without
the Warriors. Yeah, well, that's like my pick for the finals at least. I don't know about winning.
Yeah, pick that.
But Steph Curry right now, he was also my MVP pick. He's definitely playing like an MVP. And still, you know, Klay won't be back till what, January they're saying?
December, January. Yeah, probably January.
Wait till and Klay was pissed. Wait, first off, do we care about this top 75 list? Do we care?
No.
I don't care.
No. I do.
You do care. Okay. Are you satisfied with it? Are there some guys you thought should have been on there?
This 75 list could warrant its own podcast. People are so heated.
Oh,
even our friends in our basketball chats, they were arguing. Like legit arguments.
Over who?
People are getting upset. So one of the big arguments within one of our group chats was, how come Reggie Miller got in but not Klay Thompson?
Right.
And everyone seemed to be on Team Klay Thompson, and I think me and our good friend Pinheiro Pine said Reggie Miller, and I think Reggie Miller does belong in the top 75. But
absolutely,
people are very upset about Dwight Howard not making it.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Yeah.
I mean, he has the stats and he has a lot of the awards. You could make a case for him making it. Problem is, if you're going to add somebody, then you have to also be brave enough to take somebody off.
Right. So, who do you think was on that should not have been on there?
I actually think they got it right.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, Bill Simmons and Bob Ryan did a podcast, and, you know, no one knows more about basketball than those two guys. And one guy they mentioned, who I didn't even realize he didn't make it, was Bernard King. Like, what? Like, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, this guy was like, during the 80s, was like one of the top five players. So that makes no sense to me. And Klay, you can make the argument, but, you know, he's also, how long has he played? You know, he's been hurt for the last 2 years. It's tough. And he's got the shadow of, you know, Steph and whatever. Dwight, I mean, the guy was like, what, in the late 2000s? Was like a top five player for a few years there? Went to the finals, you know.
He was dominant for a while.
Like,
man.
Dominant.
Top 70.
Yeah.
He's a top 75 player for sure.
Yeah. So, but I get it. It's tough. I mean, didn't like Alex English not make it either? You know, I know he was a pretty popular player in like the 80s.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Vince Carter didn't make it. Tracy McGrady didn't make it.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people.
T-Mac not making it. I mean, Vince Carter... I don't know. Those two are tough. Wow, so those two didn't make it either? It's such a... You know, those lists, man. It's tricky.
Vince Carter didn't make it?
Nope.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, Vince Carter... those first few years, obviously... were really exciting, but he wasn't a very, what, like, clutch player, right? Like, he didn't really, like, take the Raptors anywhere. It was more like, you know, half man, half amazing, human highlight reel, that sort of thing.
And I just remember him in those playoff games coming into the Garden just kind of crapping all over the Knicks.
Yeah, he was very good in Toronto, and then he's actually very underrated in his time there in the Nets.
The
he
Nets,
awesome.
You're right. He was good here.
He was awesome. He was awesome with Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many different – listen, 75 years is a long time, but 75 players is not a lot. So people are going to get left off.
Yeah, there's always going to be some people that just –
And how do you compare someone who dominated in the 70s to someone who's all-star every year, borderline, maybe Hall of Famer – in like present time? It's very like, how do you compare those two different eras,
especially
because
wasn't Bill Walton left off the list?
I think
that was one of them that Bob Ryan and Bill Simmons were talking
about. to be honest, because it's 75 players over the span of, you know, 75 years is not a lot. I'm actually surprised Patrick Ewing made it.
Surprised? Really?
Yeah, I was. If you had asked me like a week or 2 weeks before they released the names, I didn't think Patrick Ewing was going to make it. And I actually asked my dad. I was like, "Dad, do you think Patrick's going to make it?" He's like, "He said no."
Why? Why though? I mean, he's arguably the greatest Knick of all time. I mean, he was one of the best centers for over a decade. You know, for at least a decade.
So it's hard. You can say he's the greatest Knick of all time, but then someone from the 70s is always going to say, well, Clyde Frazier, and he has the rings to back it up.
Right.
And he has the stats. Ewing didn't win titles. You know what I mean? And arguably, he wasn't even the best center. He might not have been the second best center in his era, right? He's going to – there's guys like Olajuwon, David Robinson. There's so many good centers. Shaq. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was so happy to see that he made it, though. I was thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a no doubt about it to me. But
yeah, I think Ewing is for sure.
Yeah.
No brainer.
But Bill Walton, I mean, obviously he was plagued by injuries for his whole career. I mean, but Bob Ryan was trying to say, you know, maybe the could have been the greatest two-way player ever. Definitely the best passing center ever, but Bill Simmons was arguing, oh, I think Joker actually has eclipsed him in that, but yeah, he was close. So he was definitely a what if.
I'm looking like for Clay. Yeah, Clay, no.
The only thing I'll say about Clay is he's got four rings, and for two of the rings, he was the second best player on the team. He has shooting record, most three pointers in a game. But yeah, I don't like. I'm not going to start a riot over Clay Thompson not making it. But people were so upset that Reggie Miller made it and Clay Thompson didn't. But I think, I also think of it as in 75 years, if you're telling the story of the NBA, you cannot tell that story without Reggie Miller.
Definitely not.
Yeah,
definitely not. He, he was great. I mean, we hated him, but he was great. And I think it's tough now, especially because I just think the talent, there's more of a plethora of talent now than I think.
And how was back I'm looking at one name pops up that I'm looking at. He was a Knick too. You know what I'm talking about?
That didn't make it?
No, that did.
Oh, Melo?
No.
Oh. that did make it. A Nick that did make it. So it's not Walt.
David Lee, right?
Yeah, he was a Nick, yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be David Lee.
David Lee? Really?
Yeah, best Nick ever.
No, but this guy has the same name as David.
Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah.
Did Bill Bradley?
So was DeBuscher, like, obviously I know he was a really good player, but was he was that good?
Yeah. Well, number 22.
Yeah, I mean, he was part of those you know, championship teams, but Bill Bradley was too, no? Did he make it?
No, I don't think Bill Bradley made it, no.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
No, Bill Bradley. DeBuscher got it, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, DeBuscher, he was.
I thought he was more of like just a very good role player, you know? I didn't think.
Right, because Earl the Pearl didn't make it.
Right.
You know? Earl, his best years, I think, were on the Bullets, not on the Knicks, but, yeah, I don't know.
I just remember, like, my dad talking about Dave DeBuscher, like, he was just automatic from, like, a mid-range jumper. He just sit there and hit mid-range jumpers. Like, that's all he did.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh.
So, I don't know. I don't remember him being the, but, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, apparently. All right, so, okay.
Yeah, it's tough to compare eras. It really is. It's so hard to do. That's why this list is so controversial. But
yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at his numbers. He averaged 16 points a game and shot 43%.
Wow. Damn.
He's better than Clay Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can talk about that stuff forever.
Oh, I know.
Everyone's gonna have their opinion, so
of course.
You know.
Of course.
They're all good, they're all amazing, they're all freaking crazy.
Listen, David Lee got snubbed. I don't care what anybody says.
David Lee Leezy.
What else around the league? Again, we're only a week in.
I'll say a comment, and it's not because I'm a hater, but I've watched a couple games and the Brooklyn Nets do not look good. They look horrendous offensively, and no, I'm not being a hater. They look bad defensively. Not defensively, they look horrendous.
Yeah.
And Steve Nash doesn't. He's not there yet as a coach. He doesn't know what the hell is going on. They have Steve Clifford on the coaching staff. They're better off having him coach the team.
Or Amari Stoudemire. Isn't he assistant too?
It just seems like the Nets are scrimmaging. Like the regular season started. We're four games in and they're just running up and down the court and they don't give a shit. And Nash doesn't give a shit. And he seems like he's more friends with Kevin Durant than an actual coach.
Yeah.
But it's early. It's early.
It's early. I mean, Patty Mills has been great. I don't think he's missed a shot yet. Harden has looked eh. You know what I found out about Harden, by the way? Bob Ryan was talking about this. He's got more points from foul shots than field goals in his career. Isn't that fucking insane?
Wow, what a stat.
That's unbelievable. Like, insane. But, like, he's not getting those calls anymore. So he hasn't been going the line, so he hasn't been scoring as much. So that's interesting, right? The whole aspect of his game has kind of been, like, eliminated because of the rules. But KD's been great. Does it seem like Kyrie's coming back? I mean, protesters were storming Clay's, as they call it. You know, Barclays. Do you guys know this? Barclays is called Clay's now?
No.
Yeah.
Clay's. Bing bong!
Evan Roberts, yeah.
Clay's, yeah. Cool. Anyway.
Cool, Evan.
Yeah. Protest. I'm a loser! Protesters were trying to storm the Clay's, and I don't know, man. I don't think Kyrie's coming back. I think Ben Simmons might come back before him, you know, at this point.
What is going on with it? What's going to happen with that, man?
So, yeah, he's mentally unstable. He's got a back issue. This is Ben Simmons we're talking about now. I don't know. I think it's become clear, right? Morey's not trading him. He's like, I'll sit this out 4 years. I don't give a fuck. And
I think that's right. Kind of what you have to do until you get like that full what you deserve to get for him, right? Like value. You can't let a guy with a 4 years dictate that's insane.
I know.
That's insane. Like, come on, because then every player is gonna start doing that. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like
I also feel like Philadelphia might be getting pressure from, like, I don't know if, like, the commissioners or, like, these NBA, like, executives, like, do they talk to teams and be like, hey, it's a bad precedent if you trade him or do something, you know what I mean? Like, you think they ever get involved with that? They can't tell a team they can't trade him, but as like the player union, they would be an absolute mess if that happened. It wouldn't be good for the league. It'd be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's happening behind the scenes with all this. It's interesting. I just really hope if he's mentally unable to play, that he's really mentally unable to play. And he's not just using it as an excuse because he knows that they're just not going to move him and he needs to come up with something other than, like, I don't want to play for this fucking team. So, yeah, I mean, if he's really mentally unstable or unable, then take your time. You know, if it's a back thing, okay.
Right.
But we'll see. I think at this point, if Kyrie was going to get vaccinated, he would just do it. You know, what's the holdup now? You know, people are going to stop talking about you eventually. So, you know, all that hoopla is going to be over. And you're going to be irrelevant. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. If you guys had to guess who comes back first, who would you say?
Oh, man. That's the tough one. Ben.
Yeah,
I'm leaning toward Ben.
Ben. Yeah, I say Ben. You know, the Nets...
What happened...
Go ahead.
Sorry. What happens if Kyrie, like, a week before the playoffs or 2 days before the playoffs is like, all right, I'm getting the vaccine. Like, what... Are you just throwing them into the rotation?
I guess. What are they going to say? No? You know, like one of the greatest offensive players of all time? No, you can't come back.
Like a day before the Eastern Conference Finals begin or the middle of the finals. What do you do?
I think they would say no.
Knowing him, he would like do that.
He would. Like, I know. I believe it. Like, I really think, like, if they, like, absolutely need it, yeah, I don't know, man. Who knows what goes through that dude's head? I really have no idea at this point, to be honest.
Like, do you think he's watching the games?
I don't think so. Because even when he, like, was taking time off last year for, like, literally no reason at all, like, he wasn't at the games. Like, he was just, like, away from the team. I've never seen anything like it. Like, honestly. Like, there's load management, but then there's, like, Kyrie. Like what he was doing.
Yeah, his is like brain management.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, you don't want to play, you don't like basketball, like just step away. But I get it. Like if you're that good and you can make money off of it, you know, why not?
Right.
He's probably too embarrassed to say that he just doesn't like the game that much because
everyone's
just going to be like, are you fucking kidding me? You're one of the like greatest players of all time, like ability-wise. And you're just like, you don't want to play? But like, I get it. You could be really good at something and... It doesn't mean you like love it. You know, it's tough.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
I know. It's one of those things that like literally most of the planet would like love to be elite at, and he is, and he's taking it for granted. But
right,
yeah.
I'm watching them now. What's Miami looks really good. Miami's up by six right now in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Yeah, Miami's a good team.
Adebayo just dunked all over Harden.
I think after the Bulls and the Hawks, that's like the next team where I can't wait for that game against the Knicks.
Yeah, I think Lowry helps them a lot. They got Markieff Morris.
Harrow.
Watch him a couple times. He looks a lot better this year. He's not trying to be a hero. He's doing what he did in Dababa.
Yeah, and then
he just looks better.
Oladipo,
and then Harden.
What if he comes?
Harden
back?
Looks fat.
Yeah,
he should be back soon. But they look good. Butler, obviously, you know they're tough, man.
Yeah, they're gonna be tough. All right, so
I think they'll be better than Atlanta.
Oh, what about the Lakers? We haven't talked about the Lakers. I'm not seeing it. Again, complete overreaction. Four games, but there's already dysfunction with AD and Dwight. I think they cleared that up. Rondo pointing finger guns at fans sitting courtside. How crazy was that game Friday night? Was that like the weirdest shit?
Which one?
The game Friday night where AD and Dwight got in a fight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Rondo with the finger gun to the fan.
Yeah.
Sitting courtside.
Do you think is there like past beef with AD and Howard?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It was probably over the 75 list.
Could have been.
Could have been. Actually, no, it's a good point. You never know.
Right? Because AD made it, right?
I think he made it. I think, you know, these guys are teammates. They're like brothers. They won a title together. Dwight left for a year, came back. They're trying to figure out chemistry.
Yeah.
They get into a little tiff. And, you know, the media does what the media does. They blow everything out of proportion. They're cool. They'll be fine. You know, LeBron is sitting out. I think he sat out the last game. He's sitting out, I believe, tonight.
The ankle.
They just need to be healthy. That's it. They got an old team, you know. So,
yeah. Long season. Westbrook looked great last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, it took him a few games, but he'll be okay. Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they gel and obviously the health aspect. I think they cruise all season and just make sure they're healthy for the playoffs. So that's what it's probably going to come down to with with the Lake Show. Anything else on NBA before we transition to a little NFL?
I think that's good.
Okay. So fun first week. A lot of dunks. So football. Jets. Yeah, we could skip that. Skip that too.
We'll definitely skip the Giants, but I will say that Barkley, Shepard, Galladay, and Kadarius Toney were all on the practice field today, so maybe they'll be back.
Well, they better take their time because I took the Chiefs in my survivor pick. So.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Hey, they won a game. They won a game. This is good for. Joe Judge. Good for you, Joe.
You know what's funny? So when we did our NFL preview not too long ago, we talked about the NFC West being the best division of football, dominant. Well, I don't know. Niners and Seahawks seem to both suck. And Cardinals, I think, was the team we left off, like, making the playoffs. And they're, like, the best team in the league. And then
no, I think we picked the Cardinals, no?
No, I think we said the other three teams will probably make the playoffs, and the Cardinals will just miss it.
Oh, wow.
But, no, they're probably the best of the four. Rams are right there, though. So, you know, those two teams are good, but the other two, forget it. They're gone. Who right now are the best? Like, what would you say the top five teams in the league are, both conferences?
Well, I think we will all agree on number one, right?
Cowboys?
No. They're up there.
They're definitely up there. Who am I forgetting here? I mean, not the Cardinals. Packers?
Oh, no.
Who am I leaving out here?
Oh, my God.
Who am I forgetting here?
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, the Bucks? Not the Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're saying they're the best team. You're saying they're the best team?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd say
you watch their offense, they're just toying with people.
Yeah, that's true. Antonio Brown's like elite again. Yeah, they're No, they're looking pretty good. I mean, I'd say them, the Cowboys, Cards, Packers,
Buffalo,
Rams,
Packers,
Buffalo.
Yeah, the NFC is it's tough.
Yeah, definitely those teams. Buffalo, though, I mean, it's so funny, right? The Titans, you know, Jets, they're only when they beat the Titans, but Titans now have beat the Chiefs, beat the Bills, beat the Seahawks in Seattle. Seahawks aren't good, but they beat them when Russ was playing. So,
right.
I don't know. Weird season, right? Like, the Browns, like, are they good? But, you know, then what's-his-face goes out. So, I don't know. Still got a lot of football left. Are the Bengals legit? Like, they look really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You know, they go into Baltimore, beat the Ravens, and, you know, I thought the Ravens were the best team in that division. So, I'm all confused.
I still think the Chiefs, you know, they look like terrible right now.
I think by the end of the year, they're still going to be.
I know. I still have a feeling.
Threat.
Yeah, I still have a feeling.
You know, I got to admit though, right now they look atrocious.
Yeah,
Mahomes doesn't look like anything like he did before.
Yeah, and he almost died last game. Like
that was bad.
That was tough to watch. Yeah,
his neck, like, how did it not snap? That looked terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chargers. Patriots are nothing. I think the biggest disappointment so far, I think, well, like, we should all pick our biggest disappointment. Mine will be Miami. I thought they're going to be a playoff team or very close to it. They're 1-6. You're talking about firing this coach that you thought was so good.
Yeah.
Tua, seems like a great kid. He's not the guy. I never thought he was. Will they get Deshaun Watson? We'll see. But, yeah, that team's a mess right now, man. Big disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely up there for me. I'd say, you know, I'd say the Seahawks, but, you know, Russ is out and the defense is just atrocious. Maybe the Niners, you know, Kyle Shanahan, he's supposed to be like this, like, amazing coach, right? And I don't know. They've been pretty disappointing. Now, they're always banged up, too, so... I don't know. It's tough to say with them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. But obviously, the obvious one is the Chiefs. You know, that's probably the most disappointing. So, but we're how many games in? 6 games? 7 games? So, still a lot of football left. A lot of football. So, we'll see. We'll see. But Jets and Giants are both toast. Actually, Giants are what? 2-7 What's the record, Juice?
2-7, I believe.
Wait, they played 9 games already?
2-6?
Juice, like.
2-6, I think?
2-5.
They're 2-5. Okay. So
they should be 4-3, to be honest with you.
2-72. It's been a long 8 years.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what the... I mean, they have a ton of injuries, too. It's just, you know, it's the league, right? Everyone's injured. So, a lot of football left. You know what I forgot we were going to talk about with NBA? I want to talk about trade deadline, but maybe we'll do that another time.
Yeah, we
got to
give that.
Yeah.
Give that some time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's kind of early.
Kind of early. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of realized that. So, anything else on the NFL?
Robert Saleh is not the guy.
No. No. No.
No. Honestly, I don't know. It's just I'm not getting good vibes right now.
I'm not either, and this is why. And you know, again, I don't want to exaggerate, overreact, whatever.
I think as Jet fans, we both know when we kind of know, like, oh shit.
Well, you know what it is. The Robert Saleh we know was that crazy D coordinator on the sideline for the Niners who was always freaking out every week. Pumped up, getting amped up, like yelling, scream, you know what I mean? And like, I haven't seen that guy like at all. Even in their win, he wasn't really like that. So
you come to the swamps of New Jersey, the life just gets sucked out of you.
Yeah. Every time they show him, he's just like, he's got this look like, oh no, what the fuck did I do? What did I get myself into?
Why am I here?
Yeah. Why am I here? I mean, it could have been worse. He could have went home to Detroit and, you know, they haven't won a game. So
at least the Giants compete, and I think
I know
they have their quarterback. The Giants probably should be 4-3.
I know Giants. It's like, damn, if all these guys are healthy and
they have talent.
I know they have talent. They just like they've had some bad luck and I don't know some bad decisions. But
Josh,
right?
Josh, what do you think? You want to keep Jones? I think you'd be kind of silly to get rid of Jones. I think he's good.
I think he's okay.
No, I'd keep him. I've seen enough this year that I would like to keep him. If we have two very high picks, I want a pass rusher to pair with Azeez Ojulari, and I want
no idea who that is, but he sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good. check how many sacks he has on our garbage ass team, but he's been awesome. And
Azeez Ojulari.
You know who's
he was so high. You know who was so high on him? Bart Scott. Bart Scott was called it from day one. That kid was going to be good.
From Georgia.
Yeah, from Georgia. He had a bad medical report on his knee, so he dropped to us in like the second round. But yeah, he's a stud. I want to use the other pick, the Bears pick, or even our own pick, on an offensive lineman that's the size of a truck. Like I just need a mammoth of a man to block three people.
Yeah, right. It's always good. It's always good. Yeah, we'll see. Still some time left in this football season. Should we talk about? Oh wait, Juice, you don't watch Succession, do you?
No, but you guys can go ahead.
Okay, Paul, what do you think so far?
You know, it's very good.
No, I'm trying to think of like what's been going on.
Well, Kendall,
I've been watching so many shows lately. I get them all mixed up, like the plots. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, so. Yeah. I think it ended with like Roman and Shiv telling Kendall like, no, we're going with Dad, right? We're going with Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is,
and then it seems like he's gonna like spiral into like just chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's a great idea to go back with the dad, but like, you know what's so funny? Like, Kendall's money comes from his dad, right? Can't his dad just like, I know he's got like a trust and stuff, so you know, they probably legally,
who knows, he probably has like I don't know how the big stuff works. I'm sure they have stock options and this and this and that and yeah, that and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
maybe he got like enough votes in the boardroom to like kind of over run the other side of the company. I don't know.
Yeah, no, whatever trust he has from his pops, it's probably protected. Like no one can, you know, no one has authority to, like, even his, you know, the dad who, you know, gave it to him,
right,
you know, to take it away or something. Because like you would think like it's an easy fix, like, okay, you want to defy me, like fuck you, like you're out in the street.
Yeah. But
clearly that's not happening. So
I think the show needs more Roman though, and more Greg the Egg and Tom.
Yeah, those three are clearly the funniest. I wouldn't say like they're like my favorite like acting wise, but like they're the fun, they're the comic relief. So definitely like I would love like more of those guys. But yeah, this past episode was a lot of just talking, just like sitting in a room talking it out. So I'm sure we'll see a little bit more action stuff.
And I know they said they really couldn't travel because of the pandemic, so it's like all filmed. And
that's true. I didn't think about
a lot
that.
Of the same locations, so they're not going to be going on these like trips, and you know. But yeah, it's a really good show. And then Curb.
Oh, Curb was great. Curb was great. Yeah, I was very curious how they were going to incorporate, you know, the pandemic and COVID into the show, and I liked how they did it. Right, like they didn't like go too crazy with it. You know,
no, it's a COVID hoarder.
COVID hoarder. There was that, and there was something else too, where they like touched on it. But
Juice is a COVID hoarder.
What's a COVID hoarder,
dude? Do you really think there's people who have like whole like closets like that?
I don't know about anymore, but like in the beginning and middle of it, for sure.
That is insane. Like that was.
I bet people's like some like closets or basements are filled with hand sanitizer, toilet paper, gabagool, like all types of stuff.
Yeah, gabagool. No, it's I wouldn't be surprised if like some Hollywood elite person, like an Albert Brooks, you know, does have a room like that, right? Like for like no reason at all, just to like, you know, I don't know, who the fuck knows.
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm happy.
Good.
I'm happy that show's back. We got Hightown season 2.
Hightown.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
I haven't started it yet.
I caught up. Josh, did you watch it yet, season 1 or no?
No.
Really good show.
Check that out.
Yeah, you would like that, Juice. And then next week, or is it next week, or in another like week and a half, you know what we got, Juice?
Yellowstone.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Peacock.
Peacock. yeah, unfortunately, Paul didn't start it, and we'll never watch it. But
I love Yellowstone.
Oh, it's so good. I'll season four starting of that next week. So we got a lot of TV on. Bachelorette started. I lost interest, but yeah.
Then we got college footballs. I don't even really know what's going on.
There's a ton on. This is a time of the year.
NBA.
Yeah, it's
World
crazy.
Series, NFL, college basketball is starting.
Yeah, October's the best, right? For like,
November, yeah.
Yeah, you literally get everything when it comes to sports, and then you got all the TV shows coming back. So, it's great. It's very great.
Yeah, it helps minimize the pain from it getting dark at 3 p.m. And,
it's dark till like 8 a.m. and gets cool.
You're gonna,
dark
you're
at
3 gonna p.m. Be eating your breakfast. You're going to be eating your breakfast in the dark. You're going to be eating lunch in the dark. Dinner in the dark.
Jesus. I hate it.
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. When are they going to change this dumb rule?
We got to go to Arizona. They don't have it.
No?
No. Right? Nope. Is that true? Juice, yeah. Right? You know that, right? Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Bizarre, right?
What is the point of it? There's no point.
Isn't that so crazy how a state just decided, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're good. Like, that's awesome. I don't know why more states don't do that. It's weird.
I don't know. Well, I'm not counting on New York to do anything, right? So,
no, definitely not. Kidding me? You kidding me? What, you kidding me? Yeah.
I want the guy who just yelled, bing bong, to be the governor.
Bing bong. Oh, what about, we didn't talk about Eric Bowen.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It was a tragedy.
I don't know what to say either. That story gets crazier by the day, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's someone died.
But like the craziest part was like people were walking off set earlier that day because it wasn't safe.
This is what happens after a big thing like this. There's always going to be like, oh, Jerry, 3.5 months ago at lunch, like walked off because he was. You know what I mean? You're going to start hearing these little anecdotes that like really had no impact on anything, but it's like sensationalism. You know, I flipped on the news at lunch for a little bit. And it's CNN breaking news, and they're leading off with a press conference for it. I'm like, isn't there other like more? You know, like pressing stuff going on right now. Like, I get it. Like, yeah, it's so sad. Like that woman died, but like, you know, there's people dying all the time, like from stuff that's preventable. I so, I don't know. It's just funny what the media chooses to.
Of course.
Latch onto and talk about. But I mean, Alec Baldwin's never going to be. Be the same again. I mean, I don't know how you ever come back from that.
No, it's like a Jason Williams situation, right?
Yeah,
you know, like one of those. I mean, he came back, but you know, he's talked about it. I've heard a bunch of interviews where he was suicidal and wanted to end his life, and it was bad. And he was bad for like years, over a decade, you know. So
yeah, and I guess like Baldwin went to the husband, you know, of the widow. Not the widow of the wife, and you know this 9-year-old son. It's just it's truly sad.
Yeah. Well, that's why I will never probably touch a gun. It's just like
I never have, and never will.
No interest. No interest. Fucking crazy.
I'm good.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Anything else?
Josh, what'd you? What kind of ice cream you having now?
No ice cream here, but you know that Greek yogurt ice cream bar is that whole.
Oh, those are good. Delicious.
Yeah, I gotta try those.
Yasso.
Yeah, I gotta try those. Really, where'd you get them? It's like
Whole Foods. Home Goods. Whole Foods. Yeah, I said Home Goods.
Paul, you got them at Whole Foods too?
I think so. Or
they got a Whole Foods in. The Rock. Oh wait, you go to Westchester sometimes. That's true.
True. Whole Foods. They got the other stuff. They got the. What they should have here? Where's the closest Wegmans over here?
Over in Montvale.
Oh, there is one there.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes.
That place is fun.
Yeah, my parents were going there for like for like a month or two. That was like their regular shop was going to Wegmans, but they got over it.
And what's that Italian place? Giuseppe
Franco?
No, oh my god, okay.
That's a shout out.
There's one in Long Island in North Jersey.
Oh, well, Uncle Giuseppe's, yeah.
Uncle Giuseppe's, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a big De Chico's, basically. Yeah.
Now I'm hungry. Amazing. Now I'm hungry. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, what are you getting, though? Get some gabagool. And then after that, a little take care.
Come here.
Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.